Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Saturday, April 23rd, and we are taking the mystery out of your financial life by answering financial questions that you might have. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Don't forget to let us know if you would be willing to come on the air, and Mark does everything else because he is the best. Today, let's get into it nice and quick. Let's go to Mike from Tennessee.
Yes, I have a retirement question. I'm currently 49 years old. My wife is as well. We don't have any children. And I was on track to try to early retire, and I was trying to do so fairly comfortably. But recently I went and had what's called a coronary calcium score, which basically is a rough indicator of how much plaque you have in your coronary arteries. I did this because my dad died of a heart attack when he was 59 years old.
Right.
So that's why I've been on track to try to early retire, because I didn't want to, you know, go down that path. So the calcium score did not come back very good for my age group, bottom 8th percentile as far as predictability of coronary calcium. So that's not good. That puts me in a high-risk group. So considering maybe making some lifestyle changes earlier than I was going to in the ways of retirement, I did make the lifestyle changes in the way of diet and exercise and all that. Recently, so I just want to give you my current situation and see what your thoughts are on, you know, retiring, you know, within the next year as opposed to the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
Original plan.
So let me just ask you a question. So you're 49 now. You are asymptomatic, except for this bad report. You are feeling well today, correct?
Yeah, I'm doing well. My blood pressure's always been normal. I've always exercised my whole life. I do eat too much, so I'm a little bit overweight, so I'm working on that. No smoking, any of that, and totally asymptomatic.
Okay, so, good. Well, that's the most important thing. So let's figure out how we can get you retired at by age 50, for goodness sakes. So tell me more about yourself. How much money have you and your wife saved?
Currently, we have $1.9 million.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. And so that's where we're at there. $600,000 is in tax deferred accounts, and the $1.3 is in taxable accounts.
Okay.
And I own a couple homes, one here in Tennessee. We also own one in Florida. We have no debt, so we don't owe any money on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a commercial piece of property that I get a triple net lease on for at least the next 5 to 10 years. It's open-ended depending on when the, you know, current tenants decide not to lease it anymore. So
mm-hmm.
I get $5,000 a month for that.
Good.
And that's the one big variable, which I don't know about. We have worked out a retirement budget, including taxes, of about $120,000 a year. We thought we could retire comfortably, very comfortably. And so the thought was to sell the house here in Tennessee, move to Florida, our Florida home, take the value of the house in Tennessee and put it into our portfolio.
How much would that be?
Roughly $700,000, probably a $600,000 net of fees and taxes for selling the home. So
okay.
Another $600,000.
That's great. That's great. And the when you said your retirement need of $120,000 a year, does that presume you owned both houses or that you were just living in Florida?
Just living in Florida.
Okay, got it. Okay. So now we're talking, instead of 1.9, you're talking about $2.5 million that looks like is sort of your nest egg, correct?
That is correct.
Other than the commercial property, is there any other income that you can count on in your retirement?
No, other than the commercial property, I do have a profession that I could work part-time if I choose to, and I may choose to after I've, you know, had a year of downtime or something like that.
Right.
So I do have that option. That I can work pretty much at will and any place I want to. So that's a bonus. But other than Social Security, there won't be any sort of other income.
I mean, of course, we've got to think about this in terms of, you know, for sort of pre-Social Security and post-Social Security. So it's strange to talk to someone at age 50. You know, I applaud that you're doing all this planning, but, you know, because you're so healthy as we speak and I'm hearing you tell your story, it's strange to think about retirement. I'm going to guess, and I don't know this at all, but I'm going to guess that once you get to Florida, you'll do something. But I'm not going to presume that you will. I'm just saying I'm going to guess you will. You have a flip-flop situation that serves you incredibly well. And what I mean by that is that most people who you'll hear me talk to will have much more money set aside in retirement accounts than non-retirement accounts. You're flipped. You're the other way. You're going to end up having $1.9 million in taxable accounts and then the $600,000 in retirement accounts. And that is what is the important secret sauce of making this work. And I think you are going to be able to make it work, because what's going to happen is, out of that $1.9 million, you're going to use that money to essentially offset the money that you need in retirement, right? So you'll have, say, $60,000 from your commercial property, and then you're going to need, like you said, another $60,000 or so, right, from your taxable account, which you can pull. The one thing that's going to make or break this plan is your ability to really stick to that $120,000 a year. Because if in 1 year you're like, well, you know what, I'm still healthy and I just want to go around the world and spend $200,000 this year instead of $120,000, that could really screw you over. I think based on the numbers, if I do a quick back of the envelope calculation, I think you're going to be okay. It works better if you certainly make some money. You're right on the edge here just because of the fact that you're so young. And so while, you know, if you said to me, oh, I know exactly the date I'm going to die, now do the planning, that's easy for me. But I'm hopeful that you're going to live decades into the future. And so we cannot presume that you can blow through all of your money. And also, you've got a wife who I think it sounds like doesn't necessarily have the same health issues and is also young. So we have to make sure this $2.5 million lasts. And the way you do that is to really keep a tight grip on the retirement need and the expenses side of it. And if possible, a little bit, even just, I mean, honestly, even if it were like a couple grand a month or $1,000 a month, anything that you can earn that would help you reduce the amount of money you pull from that taxable account is going to help you long term. Okay, if you have questions, everything you need is on our website, jillonmoney.com. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter while you are there. Do me a favor, lift someone up today. It will be so good for your heart and soul, and it will be great for the other person to be lifted up. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.